VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Police now say 28-year-old Ian Long shot and killed 12 people late Wednesday during an attack on a bar and dance club in Southern California. The shooting happened after Long entered the Borderline Bar and Grill in the city of Thousand Oaks. Police still don't know Long's motive. The U.S. Marine Corps said Long was a corporal and had served in the Marines nearly 5 years, including 7 months in the war in Afghanistan. Among the victims in the shooting was Sheriff Sergeant Ron Helas. He was a 29-year veteran of the department who was close to retirement. The United States has announced additional sanctions against a number of Russian and Ukrainian entities tied to Russia's actions in neighboring Ukraine. The Trump administration announced the sanctions Thursday ahead of a trip by President Trump to Paris, where he and Russian President Vladimir Putin will both be visiting on Sunday to mark the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. Thursday's news about new sanctions affect 2 Ukrainians, 1 Russian, and 9 organizations in Ukraine and Russia. The U.S. Treasury Department said the sanctions affect 2 people and 1 group engaged in, quote, serious human rights abuses in parts of Ukraine. A fiery protest in Tibet left a 23-year-old man named Dobo dead on November 4th. Tibetan exiles say this is the 153rd instance of self-immolation since 2009, protesting China's rule of the restive province. Most of the people who have set themselves on fire have died. The protesters have called for autonomy and freedom for Tibet. This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban are both set to attend for the first time a multilateral conference that Russia will host Friday in Moscow to talk about how to achieve peace and national reconciliation in Afghanistan. The U.S. had turned down an invitation to the first meeting Russia hosted this year. The Taliban also had stayed away from it. A State Department spokesperson confirmed on Wednesday that, in coordination with the Afghan government, the U.S. Embassy in Moscow, quote, will send a representative to the working level to observe the discussions. As Saudi-led coalition forces gain ground inside the Houthi-held Yemeni Red Sea port city of Hodeidah, Amnesty International is calling on the pro-Iranian militant group to withdraw from the city's main hospital. Saudi forces claim that the Houthis are using patients inside the hospital as human shields. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
As fighting continues for control of the Yemeni Red Sea port city of Hodeidah, Amnesty International is calling on the Houthi militia group that controls most of the city to remove its forces from inside the May 22nd National Hospital. The head of Amnesty International's Middle East program, Sama Haddad, says the presence of Houthi forces on the roof of the building constitutes a breach of the human rights of the patients inside the hospital.
2 staff members of the New York-based Committee to Protect Journalists were freed Thursday, a day after Tanzanian immigration authorities took the women from their hotel in Dar es Salaam and held them at an unknown location. The organization said the women had safely left the country, and it urged Tanzanian authorities to, quote, halt their ongoing crackdown against a free press. Tanzania's immigration department told VOA that CPJ officials admitted that the women were in the country to meet journalists, which violated their visa requirements. And the U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in the hospital after fracturing 3 ribs. She fell in her office Wednesday night. The 85-year-old veteran justice was admitted to a Washington-area hospital early Thursday for treatment after experiencing discomfort overnight. Ginsburg broke 2 ribs after falling in 2012. She has twice battled cancer. President Trump has been critical of her after he expressed concern. After she expressed concern about his candidacy, Trump said that her mind is shot and suggested she resign. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.